Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: he's not meeting my basic needs. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 7 years, but we are separated. My husband saw text messages and pictures I sent to another man, and he didn't try to work things out with me and see why I was involved with someone else. I have had a boyfriend for a few months, and he is a great lover and an excellent provider. I don't have to ask for a thing or lift a finger when I'm around him. He knows how to treat a woman. My husband, on the other hand, would get upset and call me trifling if I asked him to put gas in my car or wash it for me. My husband didn't care if I was happy with our sex life or not. He only cared if his needs were being met. My boyfriend has me meet him at the gas station once a week, and he pumps my gas. He also looks me in the eyes during intimacy, and he checks on me to make sure I'm having a good time. I brought all of this up to my husband, and it only made him mad, and he told me I can keep my boyfriend because he's divorcing me. After 2 weeks of having the house to myself, I got lonely and decided to ask my husband if he would like to talk to someone and try to get our marriage back on track. He agreed, but counseling didn't work because we went to a Christian woman that had been cheated on and mistreated by a few men. So she took my husband's side and told him he did right by leaving me. Look, I know I'm wrong, but I'm not going to shortchange myself and be miserable, especially now that I know what being with a real man is like. My boyfriend wants me to file for divorce, but I want my husband to file so I won't be the bad guy. Is my marriage really over, or can we work past this? What? Is your marriage over? Did you read this? You know, you're sending text messages to another man. You've been separated for quite a while. You've been to counseling. That didn't work. You're sleeping with someone else. You said you like this other guy better. You said your husband was a selfish lover, didn't take care of your car, doesn't know how to treat a woman. What does it matter who files first? You don't want to be the bad guy, you say, but making the first move does not make you a bad person. I think you're confused. You're on one hand, you got this man who you say you like, and then on the other hand, you're asking, can you work past this? I mean, you know, you can give this a try, but it looks like to me your marriage is over. Making the first move, like I said, does not make you a bad person. You are confused. By the way, what kind of counselor did you guys go to? I've never heard of a counselor that would tell the husband he did right by leaving you, especially a Christian counselor. But Christian or not, she's a bad counselor, and you guys can go to another one if you choose. You need to make up your mind what you want. You're confused because your boyfriend is pressuring you to get a divorce. Whatever you do, do it for the right reasons, because that do it for what's best for you in this situation, not because someone is trying to make you get a divorce. But yeah, it looks like your marriage is over. Steve?
You know, Shirley, you end your strawberry letters about 8 times. You have 8 endings in your rebuttals. And I find it fascinating because you're very, as a matter of fact, I happen to agree with the things you've said. You know what I'm getting tired of, for me and for Shirley?
What?
Y'all stop writing us with all this BS and then expect us to make some sense of it. What are you talking about? Why did you write us? Is your marriage over? It's over at the beginning of the year. Listen, at the beginning of the letter.
The letter.
You was married 7 years, but we separated. That's the first line in the letter. Then what? Then you tell us all through the letter why y'all separated. Then at the end, you want some hope. Hell, ain't no hope in the damn letter. Let me tell you what's wrong with you.
A little glimmer.
And him. Y'all was married for 7 years, but we separated. Immediately she tell you why. My husband saw some text messages and pictures I sent to another man, and he ain't trying to work things out with me and see why I was involved with somebody else. What? What he need to see? What he need to work out? He saw the text. He saw the pictures. You don't text him like that. You don't send him pictures like that. So what work out with you? Y'all, it's over. And he didn't try to see why I was involved with somebody else. What? I've had a boyfriend for a few months. He's a great lover and an excellent provider. I don't have to ask for a thing or lift a finger when I'm around him. He knows how to treat a woman. Okay. Congratulations. What is the rest of this letter for? Seems pretty final so far. My husband, on the other hand, would get upset and call me trifling if I ask him to put gas in my car, wash it for me. That's because your husband don't give a damn about you. That's all this is. He don't give a damn about you. My husband didn't care if I was happy with our sex life or not. He only cared if his needs were being met. My boyfriend has me meet him at the gas station once a week, and he pumps my gas. He also looks me in the eyes during intimacy and checks on me to make sure I'm having a good time. Okay, why are we still typing this damn letter? You have a problem, you found a solution. Ta-da!
Hang on, Steve. Hang on.
I said, ta-da!
We'll have part two of your response coming up to today's Strawberry Letter at 23 minutes after.
Ta-da!
The subject is, he's not meeting my basic needs. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful, blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
everybody, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. But there's a great need for donations regardless of your blood type. Every day, the blood our people donate saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell disease. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, he's not meeting my basic needs.
I'm so sick of these letters.
We got to help the people, Steve.
We can't help these people. I'm not trying to help her. I'm just be real with you, Shirley. I'm not trying to help her at all. Matter of fact, I really don't give a damn.
That's
what
our job.
It ain't our job. It ain't my job. Listen to me, Shirley. I've been married for 7 years, but we separated. Okay, cool.
I know.
That's usually the beginning of the divorce. Yeah. Very few people separate and come back together. Very few.
But they did go to counseling. So there's a little
glimmer.
We're going to
get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
This is why they got separated. My husband saw some pictures I sent to another man. Mm. He ain't try to work things out with me or try to find out why I was involved. Hell, he read the text and saw the pictures. He see why you were involved. He read the text. I've had a boyfriend for a few months. He's a great lover and an excellent provider. He know how to treat a woman. My husband, on the other hand, that would get upset and call me trifling if I asked him to put gas in my car or wash it for me. That's because your husband don't give a damn about you. My husband didn't care if I was happy with our sex life or not. He only cared about his needs. Your boyfriend meets you once a week at the gas station so he can pump my gas. Okay, go with your boyfriend. What you still typing us for? What you want me and Shirley to do? You have a solution to your problem. It's your boyfriend. He also looks me in the eyes and makes sure... Now, here the part right here where the letter turned.
Come on.
I bought all this up to my husband, and it only made him mad. He told me I can keep my boyfriend.
Yes.
Okay. You don't see the end? Wait a minute. You told your husband that your man looked you in the eye when y'all intimate. You
and did.
Told your husband. Mm-hmm. That he meets you once a week to pump your gas. You told your husband. You ain't got to lift a finger for nothing. You know what your husband told you? Keep your damn boyfriend, because I'm divorcing you.
He don't care.
After 2 weeks of having the house to myself, I got lonely. I decided to ask my husband if he would like to talk to someone and try to get our marriage back on track. I'm trying to find out who's stupid in this letter and who the fool in this letter.
See?
Because there's two people in this letter. It's a stupid person in this letter, and it's a fool in the letter. Now, I'm not trying to be judgmental, lady, but
oh,
it seems
not?
Like you both of them. It just seemed to me like you both of them.
She both of them?
Yeah, you the stupid person and the fool. He agreed.
See?
But counseling didn't work because we went to a Christian woman. Now listen to this, that had been cheated on and mistreated by a few men.
This is crazy.
So she took my husband's side. That don't make no damn sense.
At
Here's a woman that's been cheated on and dogged out by several women, and she took her husband's side. You know why she took your husband's side? Because you the one cheated on him. That's why she took your husband's side. You got texts and pictures and sent them to another man. You in here looking deeply into his eyes. You the one letting him pump your gas. You the one.
Wow. What was that?
You the one letting him pump your gas. Then she said, look, I know I'm wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
Why are you writing me as Shirley? But I'm not going to shortchange myself and be miserable, especially now that I know what being with a real man is like. Well, go get with him then. Yeah.
She's confused.
My boyfriend wants me to file for divorce. File! But I want my husband to file. Why? So I won't be the bad guy. Mm-hmm. Whoa. So you don't be the bad guy. You didn't think when you were sending them texts and them pictures? You don't think that was bad? You don't think you was the bad guy? You don't think you was the bad guy when you was letting him pump your gas? You don't think you was the bad guy? You don't think you was the bad guy when you set your husband down and threw it up in his face? I got a boyfriend. He pumped my gas. He look in my eyes. He treat me right. He do this right here. Then he gonna get mad.
The nerve.
You lucky that's all he did was get mad. You can't take most men to the brink like that.
Mm-mm, right.
So let's give this man some credit because he stayed strong, didn't get physical, took it like a man, just said, hey, I'm divorcing you. Get your raggedy ass on. Is my marriage really over or can we work past this? But can I tell you something, lady? Your husband don't want you. Don't no man want no woman that done disrespected him like this. Can we work past this?
Why did
don't
he go to counseling?
No man won't know. What'd you say, Shirley?
I said, why did he go to counseling with her? That's the little glimmer of hope. Why did he go?
She went on there. She just asked him, let's go to counseling. He just said, yeah. He went on there and found out he was 100% correct.
Yeah.
Ain't no more counseling.
All right.
And don't nobody want you. You need to go on and see if this boyfriend for real or not. That's what you
leave
really
your
need.
Comments on but today's
right now,
letter.
Your husband don't want you little raggedy behind.
On Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app where free never sounded so good. Now coming up next, it is Junior with Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.